Chapter 5. The Monster Hunter Society. The four friends had gathered in the shed in Joe and Anna's granddad's back garden. It was a big shed, although it was full of granddad's old junk. Among the bits of old engines and tools was a small desk where Anna now stood. She banged the desk with a hammer. "Welcome to the first meeting of the Monster Hunter Society," she proclaimed before adding, "Did anyone bring snacks?"
"There's none in our house."
"None in ours either," moaned Ziggy. "Since their office got stunk out by ping pong, Mum and Dad have been working from home and they've eaten every snack and biscuit in the house."
"That's why we're here," said Anna, becoming businesslike. "Grandad suggested that we could be the ones that get rid of the monsters.
First on the agenda," she says, "it's getting our school back. Ziggy, what's the plan for getting rid of the bald-headed snotboard?"
Ziggy held up his sketch pad and proudly revealed his plan. "This," he proclaimed, "is how to frighten birds away."
"Is that a scarecrow?" asked Joe.
"How is that supposed to work?"
"The bird thinks that there's people there, so it flies away," said Ziggy.
"But the bald-headed snotboard isn't afraid of people," said Joe. "People are afraid of it."
Anna turned to Joe.
"Have you got a plan for the gobby goblin?"
Joe held up his picture.
"Is that another scarecrow?" asked Anna, exasperated.
"No, it's a knight in armour," said Joe. "It's got a sword and everything. All I could find out about getting rid of goblins was it's usually a knight that does it."
"Did you find a knight?" asked Anna.
"No."
"Did you find a sword?" asked Ziggy.
"No."
"Emmy Lou, please tell us that you've thought of a way to get rid of ping pong."
Emmy Lou held up her plan.
"Is that another knight?"
"This one's got two swords," said Emmy Lou, "one for each head."
"Nobody is getting their heads chopped off," exclaimed Anna.
"Come on, gang, we need some new ideas. What does Granda always tell us? The sky's the limit. We can do anything if we put our minds to it."
And within the hour, the four children worked out a plan to get rid of each of the monsters for good.